Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to be able to bring you fresh news from Jerusalem, from the Jerusalem Post.
A mortar shell falls in Israeli territory as fighting in the north continues. Syrian drone is shot down by IDF after entering Israeli airspace. Israel announces large settlement expansion in the West Bank. And finance minister suggests Netanyahu will hold a peace conference. Shalom and welcome to the Jerusalem Post News. Today is Monday, September 1st, and here are your top stories. Heavy fighting between Syrian army forces and rebels erupted on the Golan Heights this morning. It was immediately unclear if either of the two sides had gained an advantage to control a key frontier crossing during the battle. A mortar shell fell inside Israel in Ein Zivan, which is near the northern border. However, no injuries or damage was reported. At least one tank belonging to the Syrian army loyal to President Bashar Assad was also involved, and opposition forces could be seen a few meters away from the frontier fence. Rebels of the al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front have recently been battling the Syrian army in the area and have gained control of the crossing at Qunaitra, which is operated by the United Nations. The Israel Air Force shot down a drone that entered Israeli airspace from Syria on Sunday with a surface-to-air Patriot missile. The IDF spokesman said the drone had been launched from the Qunaitra region in Syria, adjacent to the Israeli border. Army sources said the drone likely belonged to the military of Syrian President Bashar Assad's regime and strayed into Israeli airspace by accident. Commenting on the interception of the drone, Defense Minister Moshe Ya'alon said Israeli air defense personnel have, quote, once again proven their high alertness and professionalism. The IDF conferred the status of state land on almost 1,000 acres in the Gush Etzion region of the West Bank on Sunday. This expansion ends the civil administration's investigation into the possibility that parcels of it were private Palestinian property. The designation of an area known as Gva'ot opens the door for settlers to advance plans to build a fifth city in the West Bank on that acreage. There is a 45-day period for objections to be raised. The land had previously been listed as survey land, a designation that prevented settlers and the army from moving building plans through the planning system. Finance Minister Yair Lapid says Prime Minister Netanyahu is willing to hold a regional peace conference in order to demilitarize the Gaza Strip and bring peace to the Middle East.
We need a regional conference with the Egyptians, the Saudis, the Gulf states, and of course the representatives of the quartet. That conference should focus on one thing, ensuring the rehabilitation place alongside demilitarization.
Speaking at an event organized by the government press office, Lapid said the regional peace conference would include Arab states, and he said when he brought up the idea with the prime minister, there was a general positive feeling about it. Lapid also said during his speech that the 50 days of Operation Protective Edge, Israel's offensive in Gaza, will only have a minor impact on Israel's economy. More than 2 million youngsters across the country from preschool through high school are heading back to school as today marks the start of the new academic year. The Jerusalem Post wants to wish all Israeli students a successful start to a new school year. And that's all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines. Until then, shalom from the Jerusalem Post studio.
These are serious things. When a drone, you have to remember, Israel is at its widest, not lengthwise, but its widest point is 70-something miles wide. So when a drone flies over your nation, and so they're saying that a Syrian drone accidentally,
right,
you know, flew over. I mean, that's like, man, provoking, mm-hmm. you know, a giant.
Here's an accidental rocket going your way. You know?
Right.
Like, come on. Accidental.
Yeah. Right. This is so serious. When we're talking about coming up on this week's programs, make sure you stay tuned. Isaiah 38, remember that all this provoking from every border side of Israel, you know, you can just name it. It's just every single side, it seems, that they're working on something. And one of the things that they said was pretty alerting is the fact that they're wanting now, they have this whole plan for the West Bank. And you looked at where all along you're hearing Gaza, 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 Hamas, 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 Hamas. And you're basically looking at the Western side of Israel while nobody's paying attention to the right hand, which is the Eastern side of Israel, which is the West Bank, mm-hmm. right? The West Bank in mm-hmm. the context of that. And all of a sudden, to not our surprise, Abbas is talking about, you know, we're going to give Israel 3 years to get out of West Bank. And it's like, what are you even thinking about West Bank about? I thought it was Gaza and I thought it was Hamas. This whole thing is a strategy, and all these radicals are really working under the same leadership spoken of in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, you know, which is, you know, spiritual wickedness is trying to come against people, come against Israel. But that's pretty big, you know, when they're saying, you know, you get out of your own land, and they're just openly saying this. So we have to be careful as we're getting a biblical viewpoint of Israel, Middle East, and that the West Bank, that's Israel's, and they're allowing them to be there.
Kindly.
Allowing and them so when they want to build houses, and you'll see that coming up, they want to be able to develop property. They talked about some particular land that they were waiting. There were some survey issues with it, and they've worked it out. Now they're going to build some property. I mean, you can build on your own property if it's it's your nation.
Hello.
And so, and as we talked about earlier in our earlier programs, that you can see that all of this land had to be taken at one point by Israel because they attacked Israel. Israel gave it back. And so the land that they kept, they had to keep that part. And part of that is the West Bank. And so you have to pay attention to the left coast and the right coast. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
The left side and the right side of Israel, which is the which is Gaza and which is West Bank, because they're working together. And we talked about them wanting to be able to prosecute Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for war crimes, or he just gives it up. And it's amazing what people ask as they're wanting to push America out of the talks. And I wouldn't be really concerned about it if it didn't seem like our current leadership was actually for that.
Right.
Strange happenings. And so when you see this drone taking off, I mean, over Israel, that is huge. But when they talk about peace talks and you know, we need to come together to be able to, the Gulf states with this quartet he's talking about, Saudis, to be able to come and work on peace with Gaza at the same time to demilitarize it, which means to take all those weapons out of it. And you know that that's not what they're going to do. Their people are not going to want to do that, because this whole thing is about just pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing until they push Israel into the sea.
Yeah. It's amazing because Israel has repeatedly said that they would work with Abbas, that they would work with the Palestinian Authority under a simple understanding, as a framework that you would recognize us as a nation, since you want us to break a piece of our nation for you. Mm-hmm. And the Palestinians continue to refuse to accept that. You know, so it's a continual, you know.
They're not going to. I mean, they're not going to. They want the radicals. And by the way, the silent majority is in agreement with the radicals. You can hear the words of Dr. Martin Luther King. He says, the greatest evil of all is silence in the face of evil.
Yeah.
Mm. When good men do nothing. And sometimes we just say, you know, that, well, you know, I'm not in that. You know, I wouldn't do that. But we're not saying anything. And that doesn't work with God, because he says that if you don't cry for justice, if you don't cry out for justice, everything crashes. So you have to cry out for justice. Even at the point when justice with us and our sin, we have to run to the cross and say, dear Lord, you know, forgive me, cleanse me of my sin, because justice means that it's not good for me if I don't repent for the sin in my life. And he forgives you. But you still have to cry out, you know, and you got to get this segment and listen to it. It's called No One Cries for Justice. If you wait too late, you're bait. And we need to be able to stand up and say, this is not right. That's Israel's land. All the nations will be judged in the Valley of Jehoshaphat based on what they did with Israel, what they did with Israel's land. God is going to judge everybody. This is a lesson plan by the creator of the universe to let us know this is our two trees in the garden. What are you going to do with this one tree? Israel, what are you going to do with her? And we need to treat her well. We need to bless that tree and realize that if you bless that tree, if you bless Israel, then God's going to bless you. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.